Hi, I'm Clay Warden, and I am the managing partner of the Orlando office of McGladrey. Ag folks like to think that and tend to be a very trusting group of folks. And coming from ag myself, I hate to say that there's more fraud in ag than other sectors, but I have seen a lot of fraud in agriculture in the last several years.
You either have fraud or you don't know you have it, correct?
Yeah, it's just a matter of magnitude. Most organizations have some amount of assets or value leaving the organization that shouldn't be. And the important part is making sure that that's not a material amount to your organization.
How do you spot fraud?
Yeah, I think having good data. You know, I'm a believer that people do what's inspected, not expected. And so making sure you've got an inspection process is probably one of the key areas to making sure you don't have fraud.
That involves internal controls, checks, and balances.
You must have some internal controls, some simple segregation of duties, perhaps a hotline that allows your honest employees to let you know when the less than honest employees are taking something they shouldn't have.
What level employees are most likely to commit fraud?
I think at all levels, whether it be the new employees to the employees that have been there for 40 years, it's really more about an opportunity. And if you want to eliminate fraud in your organization, you've got to work hard to make sure you're eliminating those opportunities and make the employees feel like they're going to get caught if something happens. Perception is reality, and what we've found is when the perception is, I'll get caught, you're less likely to commit that fraud.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.